Okay.
I think we're good. All right. Good to be in the house with the Lord today. Good to be with all of you here practicing social distancing. But I hope you weren't distant from the Lord this week. I hope we all had a little quiet time with the Lord. And me and June even got old picture puzzles. 500 and 1,000 piece puzzles. And we sat down, you know, and talked and put the puzzles together. And I, you know, turn on the tape every once in a while or something, you know. And get to know each other a little bit better. Maybe y'all should do the same thing. But good to be in the house of the Lord. Today we're going to begin or continue our series on the book of Revelation. So I hadn't thought about doing it, but about three or four of you have requested that we do it, so we're going to do it anyway. So let's start with Revelation 3. I think we got here to the church in Sardis, which is the church age of Martin Luther. It says, unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. And we know what that is. Even in that Sardisian church age, they were still baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Now that's coming out of the Dark Ages, coming out of the time of Columba that we were talking about, St. Columba, into Martin Luther, headed toward the Reformation, which started really a restoration, but they were under Reformation because of this right here. You're not to reform is to get the people to come back under justification, get the people to come back to God. And coming back to God, God allowed even them to baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Give them the baptism of the Holy Ghost because that was the only light they had. They didn't have the light of, remember, the light of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was buried in the Dark Ages by the Catholic Church, by the 325 A.D. and 606 A.D. when they come together saying that Jesus was a like substance of God, not the substance of God. So they split him up into three. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Well, now we know he's one person just like we are one person. My name though is one. I'm one person. I'm a father. Then when my dad comes up to me, I become a son at that time because I'm the son of Samuel Bell. But then also when Josh walks up to me, I become a father. And then when Deanna, my grandbaby, walks up to me, my title, my person doesn't change, but my title changes to grandpa. Alright? So that's pretty simple, that God is not three different personalities which have to talk to each other to get an opinion of what's going on. No, it's one mind, one Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. Now we know there's positions, because remember, when he was on earth, the one inside of him was the Father. Okay? But remember, you can't, then though, when Jesus said, I'll go away and I'll send you another comforter, but now Jesus said, I'll come back. So it's not a different, you know, there was a Holy Ghost waiting up there in heaven until the day of Pentecost. No, the Holy Ghost was in Jesus when he walked on the shores of Galilee. If not, then he wasn't God. He was the fullness of the Godhead body. All right? Being that he was, as John 1 says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Then he transferred that now. We know Jesus, the flesh, is not here. Truly, he is in another dimension. But it's not another God that he sent or another person that he sent. Right. Because you know as well as I do, God being perfect, being infinite, but it doesn't matter if three people are just as equal as they can be. We are different personalities. So we would have, somewhere in our life, we'd have a conflict. Yeah. Even though we're in harmony with God and all that, somewhere in, because Bob would not go sit on a deer stand at 0 degrees and deer hunt. And he says, that's right. But now me and Brother Danny Fountain, we've done it and we'll continue to do it as long as we can. Amen. So there we have a conflict. But that's a personality, because a person is different. That's why you can't say God in three persons, in case somebody's watching in, that has the Trinity doctrine. And even Martin Luther still had it, but God winked at the ignorance of Martin Luther, because all he was commissioned to do was right here. Strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Why? Father, Son, Holy Ghost is not a perfect baptism. Under permissive will, it was okay because they didn't have light for that day.
Right.
Okay? So there's no three personalities of God. You know, even other denominations say, well, Jesus was God. Well, how was he God? Well, he was the second person of the Trinity. When you bring that word person in, you've separated it.
Right.
And God's not confusion. He's not the author of confusion. He's not confusion. He's not confused. The Holy Ghost doesn't turn around every once in a while and go, what do you mean by that? No, it's the same person. So he's the same person, but there is a flesh God in another dimension, because that flesh had to go away so he could send the Holy Spirit so that he could, because remember, when he was here on earth in a human body, he could not go into the believer because he was the corn of wheat that had to die.
Yeah.
And when he come up, all this happened. Come up now in the resurrection, then 120 little Jesuses, as we spoke before, then 3,000 little Jesuses, and then we got little Jesuses sitting here today. All because that one God died in human flesh, took the flesh into another dimension to wait on the works to be done through the believers. That's the way I see it. It's not to be done through a book or a tape. It's really not. It's to be done through human believers. That's the way he set it up.
Yeah.
And the Word was made flesh.
Right.
Today, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We are the Word made manifest in human flesh.
Yes.
The only difference we are is we are different personalities.
Right.
But now when it comes to the Word of God, me and Brother Bob, Brother Danny, Brother Ryan, see, I can't play the drums worth nothing. I can't even beat two sticks together. But Brother Ryan can. See, that's where we would be personality differences. He'd like music in that form. I didn't. Brother Zach may have different things that he likes that I don't. But when we come and talk about the Word of God, then that's when we all connect back together. Because
yes.
Your soul, the real you that's been born again, doesn't think like it used to.
Right?
It doesn't think like it used to. It's been transformed, the Bible said, by the renewing of our mind. that person of the Holy Ghost is now residing in you, which is God Almighty in human flesh. Right here. That's where people don't, a lot of denominations don't have a problem with Jesus dying for their sins 2,000 years ago. But to put that actual person, not the flesh, but the Holy Ghost that was released, put that back inside of you, and you got to act like him. That's where you have different personalities. But remember, we're talking about doctrine. When you see doctrine, excuse me, I'm not sick. It's just the allergies that's coming up in the air. And being a beekeeper, I like this time of the year because everything's green. And everything's got pollen all over it. So that means my bees are working hard, and they really are. But it does let the sinuses drain every once in a while. But Martin Luther was commissioned to bring a Catholicism that was dark in the Dark Ages. They were killing Christians. 6.5 million, they killed literal Christians. Trying to get them to convert to their person of a God, where the little minority of the Christians that said, hey, we know God. We know Jesus Christ was Almighty God in the flesh, and now he resides in us. Catholic Church says, no, he resides in the Pope. And the Pope and the Church will tell you what to do. So Martin Luther brought them out of that under Reformation. But the Bible says, I will restore. So God started restoration in a small degree. Come out of her, my people. So Martin Luther's group come out, but they were still under a name that thou livest and are dead. Now remember, Martin Luther wasn't dead. The way we think dead.
Right.
No, he had life in him.
Yes.
But the false doctrine was dead.
Right.
So there were many mighty works done under Martin Luther, John Wesley, and different ones. Wasn't that the Holy Ghost wasn't there, wasn't that the Holy Ghost wasn't inside of them. But this is just the way I see it. The Holy Ghost is the same Holy Ghost me and you had, but when Martin Luther would take somebody and baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that inside man had to be struggling with, this is not right. But he didn't know how to handle that. And there wasn't enough word. Remember, the Bible became written during this time too. Yeah. During this time here. This is where the Bible was compiled together and put in a book we call a Bible.
Yeah.
So really, Martin Luther started to learn a little bit about the Bible. What I'm saying is Acts 2.38 wasn't revealed to him. It was being compiled in the Bible, but Acts 2.38 wasn't revealed to Martin Luther because it wasn't time. God winked at the ignorance of man. He started with two shoots. He didn't start with the tree. He started with the two shoots. But there was life in those two shoots. Now the life went out of the two shoots and went into the stalk. But it doesn't make the shoots. You can't go out there today and start picking corn and there's only two shoots sticking up about this high. Now potentially it is corn. Potentially it is the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost during Martin Luther's age. Potentially. But you got to wait. God had to wait until the life came out of this. Got enough sunlight, photosynthesis started working, and then a little shoot started coming out called John Wesley. And that come out with the stalk. You got to have a stalk to put a piece of corn on the end of it. So it's all important. Be watchful and strengthen those things which remain. In other words, Martin Luther looked at the Catholic Church and says, there's some things that I do approve of. Now there's some things. They do believe Jesus was God, but they just believe he's another person of the Trinity. They don't deny that, but see, then they add in Mary, and they add in all these different things, and they add to the Word. But the Word was never not of strength, because when Martin Luther read "The Just Shall Live by Faith," that clicked the light on, and he said, hey, we don't have to do penance anymore. We don't have to drag ourselves through the streets or flagellate ourselves, you know, with the whips like they do. You watch over in the Philippines, I was watching a YouTube video the other day about the Easter service in the different parts of the world. Well, Brother Dale went over there when they shot the act. This guy actually gets nailed to a cross. And people have a parade and they have a whip and they put little hooks on the end of it. And you'll watch them. I mean, they're splaying blood. It's as red as that table. And they're just splaying blood everywhere. They're laying down on the ground. But they're Catholics. They're trying to get rid of their sin by works. Martin Luther said, it's not a works, it's a faith. The just shall live by faith. If you've been justified, you've got to be living by faith. Like we've been talking about with Abraham. Alright? Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Or that word would be complete. Because they weren't complete. You can't take a baptism in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to the headstone.
Right.
Somewhere it's got to be done away with, because remember, Jesus was the headstone, and whatever he taught, that's the way it's got to come back to. That's why this prophet in the end time had to restore that back to the faith of the fathers. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. How'd they hear? Martin Luther comes out. At the end of the Catholic age, Martin Luther comes out, started preaching the just shall live by faith. He puts the 95 Theses on the door and says, this is what I don't agree with the Catholic Church. And as we said before, I hope we understand this, that the reason Protestantism came to be was because they were protesting. That's what Protestant means, protest. They were protesting the Catholic Church. Because then you've got Catholics and you've got Protestants. Well, it's now until this day. But remember, the Bible said it all winds right back up into Catholicism. So the daughters, the harlot daughters, are going to finally agree with the mother. And they're going to go right back in. And that's why we'll go to that seventh church age a little bit later. And we see they leave their first love for sure. And they go back to what? The old mother that started down here before church age. And they'll all bow to the Catholic Church. Finally saw the Pope moving around yesterday. He was on CNN or CNBC. so he's not sick as they presumed, I guess. But I'm sure he's locked tight in the Vatican because they're dying by the thousands in Italy. So I'm sure he's distancing himself because he's their vicar. He's their God on earth. I guess if he he dies, what happens is, see, they vote another guy in, and then God just moves from that vessel into this vessel.
Yeah.
It's all built on tradition and false religion. Right. So, but now listen, there's good people in all of them. There's some devout Catholics that would make us look bad.
Absolutely.
Go to church every Mass, every Sunday morning. They go every day and take Mass. There's Mass at the Catholic Church every day. So they go take the wafer and the Eucharist and all the different things. And there's some real devout Catholics. And let God judge them. But the ones that are going to be really judged by God is the ones in the hierarchy that rain down the terror on the people after we leave. Right? You see these things working now where our government's coming up with all this money, and I keep thinking that there was maybe a call to the Vatican to say, hey, can you back this? Because this is huge.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, all he's got to do is say yeah or no. And then we shift our allegiance from China to the... But that's the way it's supposed to end.
Right.
We know that. We read tomorrow's news today.
Yeah.
I don't think this virus is the end of the world, but it does put things in motion.
Right.
You see how now we're meeting now, they shut the place down and say, oh, you can't gather more than 10 people.
Right.
So here we go, which is fine. I'm not scared. I'm cautious. We need to all be cautious, but don't be scared and don't have any fear.
Amen.
I don't have any fear about any of that. Hey, look, I'm a postal worker. I touch thousands of pieces of mail. And I touch 650 mailboxes every day. So I'm fine. I'm not worried about it. But let's don't be foolish. I was reading, I'm going to try to pull it up and read it this afternoon, but there was a lady sent a Facebook post that I believe in God, but I don't reach in the oven and get the pan out without pot holders. I don't get in the car without gas and without seat belts. You know, I don't do these things stupidly. Now, the reverse of that is, you say, well, you got faith. Well, if something happens and you have to put your hand in a fire to help somebody or an emergency, and God clears that fire away, which we've seen it many times, people get stuff spilled on and all that. Now, that's faith.
Right.
In the believing of God the healer, but let's don't provoke God. The Bible says don't provoke me.
Right.
So let's don't provoke God. In other words, let's don't go stand out in the middle of that road and wait for a tractor trailer. All right, God will stop that tractor trailer. Well, we'll see. Let's just don't tempt God.
Right.
Now maybe if you run out to help somebody, God could stop the tractor trailer. He did that with June one time. Before we go here in a few minutes, we're not going to get a whole lot further than that. But they were coming down Mont Eagle Mountain, her and her dad was. This has been 10 or 15 years ago. Car flipped over. People were thrown out. And if you ever been on Mont Eagle Mountain, coming down the mountain, it's like this. I mean, you have to gear way down, and it's just like this all the way down. So in front of them, there was a Hispanic couple, husband and wife, and baby. About 6 months, a year old, somewhere like that. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, the baby got thrown out in the middle of the road. There's about four lanes, I think, coming down the mountain. And here comes all the traffic, and here comes the tractor trailer. And June didn't want to move the baby because she didn't know what kind of injury. She might kill it or if it's broke or back's broke. So she just stood up like this with her hands right over the baby was right here. Stood up like this right here with her hand. And to make a long story short, the tractor trailer stopped within about 10 feet of that baby. Of course, immediately he put the brakes on, turned the flashers on, and everybody started going. Actually, he was a shield.
Right.
So when the emergency people got there, that big truck was sitting there, and here was the baby. And unfortunately, I think the baby passed away. But still, it was alive because she's not an EMT, but she took Red Cross, you know, safety courses and all that. So when we had the daycare, so she was certified to administer like a first response medication, or not medication, but keep it steady and all that stuff. But anyway, I mean, the guy's just, you know, and 10 feet away, didn't jackknife, didn't do any of that, just right down in front of the baby and stopped. So we thank God for that. See, now that would be running out in the middle of the road and God preserving you and protecting you, protecting what you're doing. But let's don't provoke God.
Right?
In all this, please don't provoke God. Still wash your hands. Still do the things you're supposed to do. And we'll be fine. We'll get back together. Don't worry. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. What? They listened to what their messenger said. Hold fast to it. They held fast to Martin Luther's message of the just shall live by faith. They repented of their past. That's why it's justification. Repent of your past sins. They repented of their past, and they began walking in newness of life. Now, their Holy Ghost is the same Holy Ghost, like I said, we have, but it's in a very minute form. It was compressed by there was not enough word for it to fully reveal itself. All right, everybody got that? The analogy I use many times, and I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but if you do this right here, and you focus right on Bob, well, I see Bob, but now there's Brother Danny, Brother Ryan, and Brother Zach sitting here. Now, I've only seen Brother Bob. Why? Because my eye of faith has been covered over, and if I didn't know y'all were in the room, I would only think Bob's in the room. Well, that's justification. That's what God was happy to look at Martin and Martin Luther to look in the Word of God and say, the just shall live by faith. Didn't have a whole lot of revelation to all the other things that were revealed. Well, then John Wesley, God just opened their eyes a little bit more. There's Brother Danny and Brother Bob, but now I don't see Brother Ryan, I don't see Brother Zach. Yeah. Then when you come to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this more of the Word revealed. Now the fullness of the Word, the seals have been opened, the book's been opened, so we're under an open book. That's why we always say that, and it's become an icon of sort in our the way we see things, but it's true. Our eyes of our faith has been, we've went up like the eagle, and we can see 360 all the way around. We can see further than anybody can. So these great revelations of one God, the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ being the correct baptism, no Trinitarian doctrine, that God is one God,
yes,
and Jesus is His name. And then we need to be connected to that family. Jesus said, baptize in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. Who is that? Father's not a name, Son's not a name, Holy Ghost is not a name. It's a title, just like me, when I said my title's Grandpa, but now my title's not Grandpa to Brother Zach. Right?
Yeah.
So the Martin Luther's church age, the God that they saw was the just shall live by faith.
Yeah.
Justification, the just. And the justifier is one person. God came on the scene in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, baptized them into the family, but they only could see this much of the Word. Because it wasn't time, it was only two shoots. It's not the full grain. Now the full grain's coming. And Martin Luther did his job and went off the scene. And then some of them, look, remember therefore, and we'll stop right here, it's 9:55, we'll get ready to go. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. In other words, keep watching, because this is not the end.
Yeah.
There's more to come. Right? Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. In other words, there was a group there that had the Word. Alright? And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Then we'll talk about he that overcometh next Sunday. It's 9:55 now, so let's go upstairs. Be careful, be safe. Don't do anything stupid.
Amen.
Wash your hands. Don't sneeze. If you're sick, stay home. Practice social distancing. If you'll do those things, I'll guarantee you. Look, this thing is not, it's only airborne when it comes out of my mouth to his mouth. It's not something that's going to float around in the air. No, it's a person to person. And I hate it when you look out and you see everybody's blaming Trump. But if you blame somebody, you need to blame yourself. Because the plagues have come upon us. Blame yourself that I'm not right with God enough to where I can go outside and say, peace be still.
Yeah.
Hello? So Trump didn't bring it. China as a government didn't bring it. Everybody's blaming everybody else. I just blame myself that I can't stand outside today and go, yeah, Hall County, go up to the hospital and clear the hospital. But see, remember, It's not a public show, so we're not going to be able to do that. But individually, we can pray, and we can pray for these people. You pray for people because they're individuals and they're humans. They're human beings that are dying. I was thinking last night, Abraham had died in Italy. If they're not Christians, we know what's going to happen. I just pray that people become Christian enough, you know, or deathbed confession or whatever you want to say. But stay vigilant, stay safe. We'll get through this. I believe that, you know, I don't know if it's going to be done by April, but we may have a July 4th independence. Who knows? But just listen, be vigilant. I've still got to work. Several of us that are essential workers, Ryan's got to work. And those of you that are not, God will provide our needs.
Right.
I promise you He will. He always has. He always will. Brother Daniel was out of work for over a year. And God provided his need. But you know what He done though? Let me give you a little example. He took out some long-term insurance before this happened to take care of all that. So Brother Danny wasn't ruined. You see, but he, and I believe the Holy Spirit tells you things to do and not to do.
Right.
Now we listen sometimes we don't, and we read both sides. So as a Christian, I think God's going to help us. He said He would. He said, I'll lead you and guide you into all truth. Let's go upstairs. It's all going to come up. God bless you all.